This is Brian Cambria with news for the Western Slope Wednesday, May 29th, 2013. Colorado used to be one of three states without an elder abuse law, but as the Denver Post reports, not anymore, thanks to the work of a task force that met last summer and bipartisan legislation that was signed into law this month. The bill would require certain categories of people who would, as a matter of course, have contact with seniors in their line of work, to report any neglect or abuse of anyone over the age of 70 within 24 hours of observing the abuse. The list includes doctors, nurses, social workers, clergy members, law enforcement officers, nursing home staff, healthcare workers, and others. Those who willfully fail to report abuse could face a fine of up to $750 and up to 6 months in jail. Under the bill, abuse includes bodily harm as well as confinement or sexual abuse. The bill also addresses caretaker neglect as well as financial exploitation. As you heard on Morning Edition, yesterday Governor John Hickenlooper signed several historic measures to implement marijuana legalization in the state, establishing Colorado as the world's first legal, regulated, and taxed marijuana market for adults. A vocal opponent of marijuana legalization, the governor signed the first bills in history to establish a legal marijuana market. New measures also initiate the development of a regulatory framework for the cultivation, distribution, and processing of industrial hemp. House Bill 1317 and Senate Bill 283 set up the regulatory framework for Colorado dictating how recreational marijuana should be grown, packaged, and sold. Adults 21 and older will be limited to purchasing up to an ounce of marijuana for recreational use from specialty licensed retail shops that can also sell pot-related items such as pipes and accessories. Coloradans can also grow up to six plants, with only three flowering at a given time, in their home for personal use. Adults can possess up to an ounce of marijuana legally. House Bill 1317 and Senate Bill 283 requires that retailers properly label all marijuana products, including warning labels, serving size, and information on THC potency. Since Delta County commissioners gave conditional approval to Western Slope Layer's cage-free chicken farm in August 2011, the hen-laying facility on Powell Mesa has been in and out of district court and the commissioner's hearing room 10 times. At issue, the compatibility of the facility with the surrounding neighborhood, its impact on neighbors' health and real estate values, the ability of the county to properly monitor the situation, and what regulations actually apply to the facility. A similar hen-laying operation is proposed for Redlands Mesa. On Tuesday, the commissioners held yet another hearing after reviewing the plaintiff's documents about the impact of animal feeding operations on air quality and human health.
It took Commissioner Doug Atchley a while to run down the history of the legal battle at yesterday's sparsely attended hearing, before opening the floor to his fellow commissioners. Both said they had reviewed all the documents and videos submitted by plaintiffs Travis Jardin and Susan Raymond, but they found no validity to their claims. Commissioner Bruce Hovde said the plaintiffs' documents about the health effects of such facilities dealt not with chickens but with hogs, and his further remarks drew a response from Raymond, coughing and seething in the audience.
The majority of the air quality documents and everything were towards swine operations. I have driven by the Powell Mesa operation many times, I mean dozens, and I have yet to see the...
Come live there.
Pardon?
Come live there.
I'm content where I live right now. And it isn't that I have ignored everything, but I have yet to see it.
Commissioner Rober agreed.
I guess I would go back to the right to farm statute of the state which states that, you know, it's not a nuisance in an agricultural community unless it's operating negligently. And I think that is probably the number one thing we have to look at.
Finally, Atchley added his opinion.
There is no standard for air emissions in the state of Colorado for animal feeding operations. This is an agricultural county, and agricultural is currently exempt from state statutes specific to air emissions. There are Colorado regulations which address odor emissions from swine operations, but not poultry. This is an animal feeding operation with 15,000 birds, which in terms of poultry production is relatively small. Current setback to the plaintiffs is approximately 900 feet. Recent oil and gas setbacks that were established are listed at 1,000 feet. In notation and written testimony of a 1,000-foot setback, specific development would be 1,000 feet for a school or a hospital, which does not exist here.
In the end, the commissioners reaffirmed the development agreement with Rocky Mountain Layers, but added a modification. Commissioner Hovde.
A additional modification be the development agreement to require Western Slope Layers to obtain the services of a professional air pollution engineer to evaluate the air pollution amendment emissions and provide a plan for reducing air emissions from the facility.
The plaintiff's response was predictable. Here's Travis Jardin.
Fortunately, the state of Colorado, through their statutes, provides us with legal remedy through the courts against county commissioners who refuse to follow their own mandates and regulations. And as a result, that's where this is going to play out, is in the court.
Susan Raymond, a veterinarian whose house is right next to the facility, reiterated her health claims.
I can't go outside now during the day when it's hot without a mask on. I'm suffering from asthma. I take lots of medicines now. My horses have been sick. I have their feathers, their down feathers, in my air monitoring equipment. I have other particulates in my air monitoring equipment. These gentlemen are sticking their head in the sand and totally ignoring all of the data that we have given them.
Jardin responded to a question about the proposed facility on Redlands Mesa.
I think it would be unwise for them to proceed to build that facility up there when we feel very confident that we will prevail in the courts.
For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin, waiting for the next development in the chicken wars.
Waiting for the next development to hatch. Finally this morning, I'd like to share an experience I had on Monday. The Kids Pasta Project in the North Fork Valley held one of their biggest events to date on Monday. Approximately 100 people attended this special dinner to benefit Greg Podgorny, husband to one of the KPP founders, Monty Slater, and himself an active KPP volunteer. Greg is fighting ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. Kids Pasta Project is a nonprofit organization that puts on pasta and meatball dinners to benefit local organizations and other nonprofits.
Welcome to Kids Pasta Project. My name is Abby and I'll be your server. Tonight's dinner is for Greg Podgorny. Tonight we will be doing something a bit different. We will be serving
food. Food and beverages are provided by local producers free or at cost. Kids from around the area, as well as many parents, volunteer each week to prepare and serve the meal. The crowd this past Monday, about double an average event, was there to show their support of Greg and Monty and their family, to enjoy a pasta and marinara sauce meal prepared by local youth, and bid on countless silent auction items generously donated for the event. And there was wine. Cases of wine donated for this dinner were consumed, helping to lubricate the crowd and enhance the experience. My family and I helped out, as we occasionally do, and I spoke with some of the kids.
Tell me your names again.
Leah!
Lainey.
Maddie.
Leo.
Abby.
Sophia.
And where are we again?
V
Scenic Commissioner Mesa Ridge.
For what?
Kids Cross Project.
What do you like about it?
You get to help the community.
I like everything.
And you get to cook.
You get to do stuff.
Have real life experiences.
Learn how to cook.
And learn how to. Have you learned how to cook?
Learn how to make pasta. Uh-huh.
How do you make pasta?
First, put like 4 cups of flour, crack 3 or 4 eggs, and then put olive oil, and then mix it all up, and then it all turns into little pasta things, and then you let it, cook, and then it's pasta.
What are you guys gonna be doing after dinner tonight?
I'm eating.
You're leaving. You're cooking.
I'm gonna be a waitress. No, I'm not cooking tonight. Uh-huh. I'm gonna be a waitress.
The guests were busy examining and bidding on the silent auction items, which included everything from a gourmet dinner to local art, literature, food, and wine. There were heirloom tomatoes, clothing items, a giant umbrella, lots and lots of outdoor gear, and even a Barbie. Entertainment was provided by local musician Russ Chapman. Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
What did you donate? What did you donate or buy?
Nothing, but we were talking about
the wine.
Selling some of Yvonne's wine and at what price.
Like a live auction?
No, there's a silent auction going on. I don't think we're going to do a live auction. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
The kitchen was busy, maybe a bit more than usual.
That little bowl that we just served back in, can that get a tiny bit like refill pasta, a little extra pasta?
Yeah.
This is going to hang up. There is a gluten-free on here.
Okay, that's the one veggie with the... Okay, I need to give you the pasta, 11 pastas. And that's the 12.
Okay, 11 pastas and
meatballs went out. The 33 meatballs went out.
Yep. Okay, sorry.
Towards the end of the evening, Greg's sister took a moment to thank everyone.
Thank you so much for being here, for all your support. Thank you especially to Scenic Mesa. What a beautiful, beautiful venue. And really, you guys, it's touching how close this community is and all of your support and your moral support. And just thank you so much for being here. And I'm so impressed. Who could love Barbie more?
It turns out there was a huge demand for Barbie, and in fact, an impromptu live auction did develop, pushing the price from $20 to $100 in minutes. All in all, it was a great night, with friends and family getting together from far and wide to share an evening with Greg and Monty and do what KPP does, provide a means for the community to support each other. After all the guests had left, I asked Greg how he felt.
Yes, it was big and very humbling, and the circle of friends that came together or came back into town, and the just the support and the grins and giggles, good hugs and handshakes, yeah. Great community.
This is Brian Cambria for KVNF News and... Thus concludes today's newscast. I'm Brian Cambria. Good day to you.